Hello, my name is Matt Gervais, and I'm the Associate Site Editor for SearchDomino.com. I'd like to welcome all you to the first in a two-part series of interviews on the topic of deploying mobile devices in Lotus Notes Domino environments. Joining me for these interviews is Michael D. Osterman of Osterman Research Incorporated. Michael Osterman has more than 20 years' experience in the market research industry, conducting research for a wide variety of technology-based clients, including Lotus, Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, Sun Microsystems, Nokia, U.S. Internetworking, and Quest, among many others. Mr. Osterman has written numerous articles for a variety of trade publications and is also a panelist and speaker at various industry and vendor-sponsored events. Now, on to our interview. In speaking to Michael, my first question was, Michael, what are the principal problems and/or issues that you're seeing when organizations using Lotus Notes and Domino begin deploying mobile devices?
There are actually a lot of problems associated with mobile messaging, but really, you know, probably not much more than deploying any other type of infrastructure element, whether it's around security or a new messaging system, what have you. We did a study last year, for example, and we asked people about the problems that they experience in managing mobile messaging devices and device infrastructures and so forth. And we found that training issues are one of the more serious problems, making sure that employees use mobile devices properly. But also helping users to access corporate data repositories from a mobile device, and just the simple loss of mobile devices themselves. The devices are very easy to lose, obviously, and studies have shown that people do lose mobile devices on a fairly regular basis. And so the potential loss of corporate data that can ensue if you do happen to lose a mobile device is a very serious problem. We found in the research we did last year that 27% of IT decision makers in mid-size and large companies said that was either serious or very serious for them. So, you know, you get around, you need to get into issues around, you know, remote data wipe and so forth. So mobile devices and mobile infrastructures, you know, create a number of problems for organizations. But, you know, certainly the benefits in almost every case outweigh those problems.
My next question for Michael was, in your research, what kind of mobile adoption rates are you seeing in Notes Domino organizations? Here's what he had to say.
Study that we're actually going to be publishing next week, and it didn't focus just on Notes Domino, but on midsize and large organizations. So I think the results will be quite similar. We found that today about 20% of users are employing wireless handhelds to access email in their organizations. We see that going to about 27% by 2009 and about 36% by 2010. Now, certainly, I mean, the use of mobile devices is all over the map. I mean, we find some organizations where virtually everybody has a mobile device, other organizations where there are virtually none. But these are pretty good industry averages for Notes Domino shops and others as well.
My next question for Michael was, what types of security issues are Notes Domino organizations running into upon deploying mobile devices? He offered up these thoughts.
Well, the biggest one really is the potential loss of the mobile device itself. Mobile devices, you know, because they are used for work applications, because people download data, check email, and so forth, contain a large amount of corporate data. You know, certainly at least the last 3 or 5 days worth of email, you know, critical documents that people work on while they're traveling and so forth. And so, you know, just the losing the device means that you've now lost a lot of the data that users employ. And because mobile device users tend to be higher profile users in the organization, senior managers, salespeople, and so forth, the data that they're likely to contain, that they're likely to use on a mobile device is usually going to be a little bit more sensitive than for the average employee in the company. So, you know, certainly losing the device is a very critical problem. Also, the whole issue around maintaining the availability of those devices is very critical. Because mobile devices are used by people at airports, you know, and usually during windows of time, if you will, the availability has to be, you know, very, very high. So it's not so much a security issue, but a management problem. In terms of other security issues, you know, you've got issues around increasing the number of endpoints in the network. So if somebody does happen to get a virus or a worm or a Trojan, you know, on a mobile device, that can make its way very quickly back into the corporate network. And so you have to provide security on the devices themselves, on the servers that manage those devices, and so forth. So you know, there are really a variety of issues related to mobile devices that that really impact the entire organization, and that you have to do for, let's say, desktop clients. You have to make sure that you know, devices are protected from, you know, all sorts of threats out there, just like you do mobile devices.
So that's all we have time for this week. But be sure to tune in next week as we complete the second part of this two-part interview with Michael Osterman of Osterman Research and hear more of his thoughts and statistics from his research in deploying mobile devices in Lotus Notes Domino organizations. If you have any questions or comments on this audiocast, please feel free to write me at editor@searchdomino.com. My name is Matt Gervais, and hope you tune in next week. Thanks for listening.